Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Friday version, the Good Friday version of Feedback. 715-845-2155. We're going to go ahead and call it Open Phone Friday, if you don't mind. Open Phone Friday. Anything you would like to talk about today? You are the official producer of the show. Yes, sir?
All right. How about the plane in Tehran? Did you see this story?
No. What do you, I've been scanning a whole bunch of stuff. What is this?
There is a plane on the tarmac at the airport in Tehran, Iran.
Yeah.
That is owned by a bank in Utah. And it has an American flag on the tail.
Why is it there?
Well, no one knows. And no one is saying. Because American businesses are not supposed to be able to be doing anything in Iran.
Well, they may not be doing business there. There may be some kind of diplomatic thing.
This is a corporate jet owned by a community bank in Ogden, Utah. It's kind of weird. Nobody seems to know what it's doing there, or they're not talking.
All right, we'll do a little clickety-clickety, and that's it?
There's pictures of it. You can see it.
Well,
it's got an American flag on the tail.
Okay, now wait a minute. Is it legitimate? Because you know the Iranians built a mock-up of one of our aircraft carriers, and they said it was for a movie that they were filming.
Apparently, there's a number on the tail, and apparently that's how they found out who owns it. There's a number on the plane, and of course all planes are numbered.
Right. Well, except for the one that flies from the Las Vegas airport into Area 51.
Here we go.
No, have you ever seen it?
Get Floyd going
now.
No.
Have you ever seen the air? I have seen it.
Okay.
It's a plain white aircraft. It's what shuttles the employees into the Area 51 for their work.
Ah, the people that live in Vegas.
Yeah. You live in Vegas. You drive to the airport. You get on board the airplane, and it flies them in. And it's a white, unmarked airplane.
Do we know if those people are human?
Oh, no, they're not.
All right.
No, no, they're liberals. All right, so really, you're going to set me up that easy?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you would like to be a part of the show. Yeah.
So is this a company doing business with Iran illegally? Is this a backdoor negotiation of some kind?
Do you want us to speculate, or do you want to wait and find out the real facts before we jump in?
This is talk radio. We speculate all the time.
All right. Well, if we're going to speculate, let's let the callers do it. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Oh, gee, this is Floyd.
Hey, Floyd.
All right. Floyd would have a take on this plane in Iran. Sure, right, he would.
Let me get the machine going, Floyd.
And first off, happy Easter to everyone.
Happy Easter to you too, brother.
I have had two calls in the last couple of days. One is from the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
One is from Senator Ted Cruz requesting money for a presidential run. Did a little work on Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz is connected to Goldman Sachs.
Okay, in what way?
His wife works for him.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, boy.
We know Goldman Sachs is the biggest contributor to the Obama administration.
Yeah.
We know that also most of the Goldman Sachs people hold all of the top jobs in the Obama administration.
And that clearly means that Ted Cruz is a sympathizer to the Obama administration.
That's it. I have nothing on the plane.
Dude, that's...
All right, well, get your fingers clicking and find out something about the plane.
Don't run away. I was getting ready to tell you that your theory is thinner than Karen Carpenter, buddy. That's anorexic. That's thin, man. You're going to have to do better than that. Try again. All right, thanks for calling. What's your name? Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah. See, I want to take this just a little bit different direction.
All right, brother.
One of the news stories you had on this morning, again, is kind of recapping... story about the Wassa Newman teacher that was had pictures of adolescent boys or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a question that, and I'm just going to throw this out here. Maybe you guys can discuss this a little bit or explain why. But you know, from where I come from, if you're a person that only is sexually stimulated by people of the same gender as yourself, That to me defines a homosexual. And why aren't we, I mean, we're hearing this stuff all the time about men you know, wanting to have sex with young boys, why aren't we calling it homosexual pedophilia? Because invariably there's very few of them that are going after young girls. They're going after young boys. And why aren't we pointing out that they are homosexual pedophiles?
Being a little more specific in the definition.
You know, I would just be interested in wondering why we don't do that. Maybe you guys can kick that around.
All right, well, let me ask you this. What would be the necessary? Why would it be necessary to identify as homosexual or heterosexual pedophilia? Being a pedophile is bad enough. I mean, it covers everything.
That.
Well,
what would be the psychiatrist
and psychologist will tell you that there is a definite difference that being one, it doesn't necessarily mean you're the other.
No. He's not saying that.
Oh, I think he is.
No, he's not.
I'm not excusing either one of them. Both
you're not. Let me ask you this, Jeff. Are you saying that all homosexuals are pedophiles?
No, not necessarily.
Then he's not. Okay.
What I am saying is that it would seem to be a majority of the pedophiles out there are men interested in boys.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying.
And why aren't we pointing that out?
Why would that be necessary? And I'm just playing devil's advocate. Why would it be necessary?
Why would it be necessary?
Yeah.
Well,
because, I mean, pedophile is a pedophile. They're all disgusting, and they should all be eliminated.
Being a pedophile is bad enough the way it is.
Yeah.
You are a believer. You are a Christian just like I am.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that homosexuality is a deviant behavior.
Okay.
In the eyes of God. And, I guess my theory on it is the reason why they never say it is because there are so many people out there in this world right now that are 100% convinced that homosexuality is 100% normal.
So are you?
Okay,
so you are suggesting, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'll let you say it whether or not you will or not, that homosexuality is as deviant as pedophilia or can be classified as deviant as pedophilia?
Not as deviant, but just like you talk about marijuana being a gateway drug to worse things, I think, the weed of crime bears bitter fruit, they always said. The weed, in this case, I would say the weed of perversion bears bitter fruit.
Okay.
When you break the laws of God, it just leads you to worse and worse things.
Gotcha. Jeff, thank you very, very much for calling in and being part of the show. Thanks for listening. I think what he's trying to say is they are hesitant to identify and use the label of homosexual because we're supposed to accept homosexuality as being normal. And they don't want to attach anything negative to the term homosexual. You got to be careful about that. It's not bad. It's okay. That's what we're supposed to believe.
So he is suggesting that pedophiles who like male pedophiles who go after young boys should be classified as homosexuals.
Well, why shouldn't they be?
I'm not sure that the psychiatrists and psychologists would equate the two, that you don't necessarily have to be one to be the other.
That's not what that's saying. He's saying if you are a homosexual that likes little boys, you should be labeled as a homosexual pedophile. He is not saying that all homosexuals are pedophiles. That's ridiculously false. He's not saying that all pedophiles are homosexuals. He's saying the ones that are should be labeled as such. That's what he's saying. You are trying to muddy the water and make it more complicated, not us. It's Open Phone Friday, 715-845-2155. We've got somebody else on the phone, or am I going to break? Let's talk to, I can't read your writing. Mike?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, so far, so good. Say, question. We're supposed to be the only ones majorly changing the planet. Why is it there are forests under miles of ice, there are villages that suddenly show up, you know, years later after the ice melts. There are villages in the desert in Egypt that they know the river went by because, you know, the Atlantic Ocean's currents changed, the weather patterns changed, but what man-made machine or conditions caused those? I mean, there's never...
You don't understand. The damage we're doing is so bad that it actually goes back in time and destroys things.
Oh.
See, didn't you know that?
No, that's kind of wondering. I mean, they just totally ignore this stuff.
Huh. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but scientists have discovered that on one of the moons, I believe it is Titan, I believe it actually rains, carbon. It rains for crying out loud, I can't think of the name.
Carbon dioxide?
No, it is the technical term for our oil and fuels. Yes, that. You know what I'm talking about. I just can't think of the name. Somebody who is a lot smarter than I am will either email or text me with that word. As I was telling you, the word left my brain, and it just walked off and didn't even say goodbye, didn't even wave.
Like I said, everything is human, caused by us. There was more coal used in the past. And the thing that gets me, too, is we're the only ones that's supposed to ever make the changes.
Right.
India, Pakistan, China, they're developing nations. They don't have to, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's hypocrisy, and we've talked about it at length. The issue isn't saving the planet. The issue is wealth redistribution.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
It's also cutting our economic ability,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for calling in. Thanks for being a part of the show. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, why did the Secret Service tell Mr. Met, the mascot for the New York Mets, that they would kill him? It's pretty interesting. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Okay, is there anybody really that is a New York Mets fan?
Not this year.
Any year? You know what? I had a neighbor one time that was a diehard Mets fan.
Well, there are people in New York who hate the Yankees, and they're Mets fans.
All right, so there's a new book coming out.
Bernie Madoff was a Mets fan.
Well, there's
bring down the franchise.
There's an endorsement if there ever was one. All right, so there's a new book coming out about a guy that was the mascot for the Mets. He was Mr. Met. His name is A.J. Mass. And
Mr. Met is a giant baseball head with a body sticking out of the bottom.
Yeah, it's a great idea of a mascot. Very original. That took moments to figure that one out. Anyway, Mass was angling to get a picture with Bubba, President Clinton, back in 1997. It was the 50th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's historic first major league game. Bubba was there to watch the game. And, of course, as you're all aware, whenever the President of the United States, when POTUS shows up, the advance team shows up, and it is impressive. Ever been where the President saw the
Miller Park when it first opened? Okay. George W. Bush came to throw out the first pitch, and yeah, the security was incredibly tight.
When I was in Lakeland, President Bush and his brother, Jeb, both showed up at a small ball stadium there. Actually, it's the spring training grounds for the Detroit Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Joker Marchant Stadium. Three very cool twin-engine helicopters land. Guys in black ninja outfits run out, and they disappear. The helicopters take off. A couple minutes later, here come two more Marine One helicopters, and you don't know who's got what. President lands, and it's very cool. A little intimidating when you look around. You see the guys with the giant binoculars and the rifles pointing at you.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. Mass experienced this. He was there, and he was letting it be known, I'd really like to get a picture with the president. I'd really like, I mean, come on. He's the team's mascot. Of course,
I would imagine Bubba would have been okay with that.
Bubba would have been fine with it had he been a girl. All right? Then he would have been like, hey, I'd like to.
Ms. Met, yes.
Can I touch you here? Anyway, so
let me show you my curveball grip.
that's not funny.
Okay.
Anyway, so he let it be known he wanted to get a picture. The Secret Service pulled him aside and he said, quote, this is from the book. He said, now listen to me very carefully. We have snipers all around the stadium just in case something were to happen. Do whatever it is you normally do. Nobody will bother you, but approach the president, and we go for the kill shot. Are we clear?
Ooh.
And the agent, and then apparently he didn't respond as effectively or as respectfully as he thought he should have, and the Secret Service agent pulled him close. Approach the president, we go for the kill shot. Are we clear? Poking his finger in his chest. I think it made an impression.
Mm.
So there it is. The Secret Service does not like the New York Mets. Can you blame them?
I was at the Major League All-Star game when it was in Milwaukee the first time, 1975. The president wasn't there, but Henry Kissinger was there to throw out the first pitch, sitting in a box behind the American League dugout.
Yeah.
And somebody, some yahoo, threw some firecrackers.
Oh, Lord.
And you should have seen the Secret Service agents jump up and basically freak out. They were...
They cover the subject. You know, they take care of him, and you know, here, that circumstance, though, I'll tell you what, is actually a testament to their professionalism,
that they were able to jump up without firing and indiscriminately. And
well, exactly, they identified that they didn't have a shooter that they could identify quickly.
Yeah.
So they didn't attack anybody.
Yeah.
They didn't. Did they wrestle anybody to the ground?
Nobody knew who threw them.
See, that shows their professionalism. You and I, just start spraying bullets into the audience.
Maybe you.
Yeah. Die, pigs! You know? Anyway, I have a friend of mine in Florida that was a former Secret Service agent. I believe he was on the protection detail for President Ford. And I think Carter Ford, great stories. Some of the just tremendous stories about what happened and the really cool things that it takes to be a Secret Service agent. Not like the disgrace that it is now, where you have to hire hookers and be found drunk in a hallway.
Let's not paint the whole organization with the brush. I'm sure there are still some very good Secret Service agents.
What?
Yes, there are some yahoos.
A few bad apples don't make the whole barrel bad, Tom?
I don't think I've ever said that, even regarding the Tea Party and even regarding the conservative movement.
Last but not least, just before we go, when we come back, I want to talk about this issue in the Ukraine. There are pro-Russian groups that distributed a pamphlet to some Jews as they were coming out of synagogue, telling them it was required for them to register and to identify their assets. Now, I don't know about you, but even the little itty-bitty tiny amount of Jewish blood that runs through my veins makes that just sends chills down my spine. And anyone who is conscious of the horrors of history, that's completely unacceptable. And you're going to find I actually agree with what John Kerry, our Secretary of State, said regarding this action. We'll talk about that when we get back. But before we do, Tom, you ought to go to my blog. You know, yesterday my blog was kind of funny. It was that UN UNICEF video, which we won't go into now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But today, the people from The Blaze went out and did an interview with some protesters that were at the NRA headquarters in Washington, D.C., and asked them some very poignant questions. Why are you against gun rights and the NRA? And the interview, very, very telling. I have a video of that interview, of the man on the street interviews, that it's on my blog. Go to WSAU.com, click on the media tab and blogs, and you'll see my blog from the desk of Seth Mila. Very, very interesting. Sometimes when you're arguing with somebody, it really is best just to let them speak and prove their point. You'll like it, I promise you. We'll be right back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. This is Feedback, 715-845-2155.